Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
NFL Nation, welcome back to Inside the League with your favorite GM, who? Nelson Lozano. It's a pleasure, guys, to be here on this Friday night. Thank you for joining me. Tonight, there's a whole bunch of SFL Minor games. Shout-outs to everybody in the SFL Minors. For some of you guys, I know this is the last game for you. For others, they're seeking playoff bounds and hopefully getting their minor team a championship, right? If you're listening to this tonight, hey, we appreciate you. We appreciate you listening. Welcome back, right? Every Fridays, we have Inside the League, which we cover rookies, right? This is a rookie showcase for potential rookies who want to get drafted. I do have one spot available so far, so if you do want to get into the show, last spot, contact me. I'll let you know the date and time, and we can kind of get it. Now, this week in the NFL has been quite amazing. We finally get to do the signed contract automation, and I will tell you, it is sweet, right? Like, I know we all kind of been waiting. I know a lot of rookies are trying to figure out exactly where they may find their home, and I get it, right? I get it. It's definitely, how do I put this? It's definitely very stressful, and I will tell you, everybody has been there. For those rookies who are looking for teams, like I said, just be patient. I'm pretty sure the teams have reached out to you. If they haven't, please reach out to those teams as well, right? Don't wait for the ball to drop. Try to take that into your own hands, right? The draft is still a few weeks away, but again, signing periods happening, re-signing periods happening. Then we're going to have signing periods of free agents who are leaving their teams, right, to go to sign up for other teams. And then finally, we'll have the draft picture a little bit more clear on where some teams may be going, right? And I don't mean in the sense of, hey, we're going to know where they're going to draft and what spot. I mean in the sense of, hey, getting to find out exactly what team needs are, and then now you'll get a better picture of who needs what, and maybe you start grinding, right? I know I've heard some stories where people have gotten on draft boards a little bit later or unexpectedly. So again, don't sell yourself short. Do the process, do everything. But the really cool thing about the whole new system that we're using, one is the convenience. Now, I know it was somewhat, for some folks, a little bit of a challenge, right? Because you had to DM the SFL portal bot and then get your login, get in your temporary password, take that temporary password, put that into the system, and basically go in and sign your contract. So that was something new that we were experiencing. I know some of the folks, in the SFL Minors aren't dealing with that yet. But if you do, hey, something to look forward to on how you get to your contract. But what I really like about that is also where you're going to find your progressions. So I think the really cool thing is this is a really great centralized spot, right? It has your player name and information. It has your your contracts, your progression area, and it's pretty awesome, right? I think looking at it, it's going to make, like Cam says, everything more streamlined, everything a lot smoother. And yes, we had to wait a little bit, but let me tell you, in that midst of us waiting, we ended up getting this here launched and everything ready to go. So it was awesome. It was awesome to go through that. Kind of see, you know, what we're going to be expecting for the future, and this will help with other things, like Cam said, right? More attention to detail for other places. But it's so awesome how quickly you can submit that, how quickly it can be approved, how quickly that's already put into your salary cap, and then, you know, everything's kind of rolling and as smooth as possible. So it's been really awesome to see the folks who have decided to sign with their teams. It with the transaction section, you know, you're seeing everybody at once, so you kind of got to pick through and see who's doing what and who's going where and who decided to re-sign with their teams. But we have some pretty big free agents that are out there currently that are looking for teams. So I think, again, once that settles down, then we'll find out what goes on from there. So it's, again, big news for the SFL, big opportunities, right, for a lot of things for the future, right? I think, you know, the potential of not have, because Cam has described it, this process before the automation was very strenuous, right? You had to be DM'd in a DM with the commissioner, with some other folks, right? Put, except that you accepted your contract, but it was in that form, like it was in a text format. And then you go from there and you end up, you know, he has to go back, someone has to input it, then recheck it. Like, it's just a lot of things. And he described of a situation where something got fudged up, and, you know, it took a little bit to try to find it, but trying to take out as much of the human error as possible is what they're trying to do. So we have the most accurate, consistent contracts, and we're able to really build our appropriate organizations that way. So I think it's awesome for any potential rookies that are coming in and like, what are you talking about, right? It's just we got a new automated system on how we sign contracts, do progressions. So please, one key thing of advice for everybody, please keep your password, all right? I don't know if there's a way for us to get it or for us to, I guess there is a way for you to reset your password if you just hit up the bot at the SFL portal again, or SFL, password, and it probably gives you a temporary password. But still, keep your password, right? I always tell folks, you create a password and make sure you keep it somewhere that you can always refer back to. But for the potential rookies that are coming into this league that are hearing about this, hey, whenever you get that team, they're going to go ahead and walk you through that process, and that will be your process going forward. So I think it's an amazing thing to learn. Future generations will be using this. It's just awesome to kind of see how we're coming together and making this league even better. So, again, awesome news that are going on in the SFL now. And again, once we kind of see everything come through and the transactions and teams start announcing, then we'll see these signings. We already know some of the big names that are out there. When those land, then the picture becomes a little bit clearer. But without further ado, it looks like we have our guest of the evening, linebacker of the Tacoma Grizzlies, Axel Craven. Axel, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Nelson. How are you?
I'm doing really good. You know, I've heard some really awesome things about you. I've seen you all over in Gen Chat and places of that sort, right? But I've heard really good things also from some of your coaching staff, as well as on how upstanding person you are on and off the field. So it's a pleasure having you on tonight. I'm really happy. Daniel Wright also shouted you out, I want to say a show ago, but he did shouted you out as his a really good friend that he's met in this league so far. So it's a pleasure having you tonight, Axel.
Thank you. Yeah, Daniel's my boy. It's great to hear that the work that I've been doing, the things that the way that I'm behaving, the way that I hold myself is being seen as a positive influence on others and by, the Tacoma leadership. And, you know, they've been really great at really modeling a lot of that, you know, helping, just being respectful to each other and coming together as a team. So that's, you know, that's one thing that I think, you know, Tacoma has a ton of is that team and collaborative and supportive mindset. So, yeah.
And that's awesome, right? Because I always say what you model in the minors, you typically find in the SFL, right? So when you go into your organization, you get into that locker room, you have already a locker room etiquette that you had a time to kind of play around with in the minors. So when you go into this team, you'll know how a chat room can be. I don't guarantee to say it's exactly how your organization has their locker room, right? But you still get the same kind of concept feel, and I feel like as a rookie, that gives you kind of a place of confidence. And, you know, you have people on your team too, whoever you get, end up going through the same process you do. So it's really awesome to see how you guys are acclimating, and I think how you are in your locker room is going to reflect how it is in the majors. But, Axel, let's get started with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, who is Axel Raven?
Well, Axel Raven is me, I guess. So my real name is Justin. And Axel, the name itself, you know, was so I've used the name Raven in a lot of different like role playing games or like the Dungeons and Dragons or things like that. It's sort of a name or a I guess a name or a label that I sort of fall back on. So I have that, and I'm like, that sounds like a cool last name, but I had no idea what a first name should be. So I'm, you know, just thinking of things, and Axel, you know, came to mind, and it sounded kind of tough. You know, it's kind of mechanic-y and you know, someone who isn't afraid to get their hands dirty or things. So it sort of fits. And that's sort of the creation of my player's name. Who I am, I will be 41 next month in July, so I'm a Cancer. I like to think of myself as a fun-loving, you know, kind of fun, kind of dorky. So I do like, I have a history of doing both like website development. So I have gotten into like decoding, but I also, my first and foremost, I'm sort of I grew up drawing. I love art. And so I'm a traditional like graphic designer, web designer, interactive designer. Been doing it for about 2 decades. And right now I do a more strategy thing. So I've gotten away from the actual hands-on doing. So, you know, one of your questions, you know, we talked about, and one of the things that I found in the SFLM that I want to continue into wherever I get drafted, hopefully this year, to the team and for the league too, is helping to support our content creators with graphics and visuals and layouts and help bring our content, the team's content, my content, to that next visual level and really trying to engage our community, having a lot of fun with it. So it's another way to sort of get back to my design roots and mm-hmm. Help support the league. So I'm a father. I'm a husband. Live in Minnesota. I grew up on the border of Wisconsin and Minnesota, but on the Wisconsin side.
Okay.
So I grew up being a Packer fan. Lifelong Packer fan.
It's okay. You don't have no beef over here with my team. I know.
Okay.
I think you were on Ashley's show at one time, correct?
Yeah.
So I know she probably has beef with you.
Bears fan.
But
she does not. A little bit.
As long as you're not a Cowboys fan, I'm good. Or an Eagles fan or a Giants fan, because I'm in the NFC East. I'm a Washington football team fan. So you're good. You're fine. You know, the only thing I want to steal from you is maybe Aaron Rodgers, but that's for another tale.
Yes. I tried to keep up with it, but then about a month ago, I'm like, I just can't deal with that right now. So I'm letting that be. You know, little rumors here or there. I think, you know, there's some other articles that just came out this last couple of days or whatever, but I try to not let that sink in and focus on, you know, our playoffs that we have coming up for Tacoma. When I moved to the Twin Cities to go to college, Twin Cities being St. Paul, Minneapolis, and I really lived here in this area and now in a northwestern suburb of the cities for the last 2 decades or so. Yeah.
Wow. Well, one, I'm going to say happy early birthday because July is right around the corner.
Oh,
I'm actually a July baby as well, but I'm a Leo. I'm at the end of the month.
Okay.
But happy early birthday to you. Happy early Father's Day, since that's around the corner as well. To you as well.
Yes.
Congratulations again on getting to the playoffs, because again, that is something very difficult to do, right? You're a team that's basically put together in one season a lot of times, and sometimes you'll have some vets sprinkled here and there, but a lot of times it's everybody kind of coming together and rookies playing against rookies to get to the championship. It's really a huge thing. We're blessed on our team to have a couple people who have made it into the championship. Some have won, some haven't, but it's awesome. You know, it's something you carry with you forward, I've noticed. And you know, again, it's respected by you know, folks in the league, because again, you earned it. So really awesome. And then when you said the Twin Cities, I work for a company that comes out of Minnesota. So
okay,
Twin Cities and everything else. As soon as you said, I was like, oh man, I know exactly where he's from. But again, you know, it's really awesome to have you on. Great things you want to do for the league as well. I mean, you touched a little bit about it, graphics, but I think You know, we have some great people in the league, and I think we need more, right? Like, you can never have enough. I think you can't nothing's not a good thing. You want to have folks always look at our league as something even more, right? And I really feel like this league allows you to get talents that you never knew that you had, right? Like, I never thought I would have a show / podcast where I'd be talking to rookies and talking to people and get everything situated, and the league allowed me to do that, right? With also broadcasting and also being a general manager, right? Like, this league has allowed a lot of things to happen, and it's a pleasure having you here as well. How did your SFL story happen, though? So how did you get from, as they like to say, the couch to the field? So how did that happen?
Sure. So back late January, early February of this last year, 2021, my wife and I were upgrading some of our TVs to Roku TVs. And with the Roku service, they've got some additional streaming service. I didn't grow up with cable, so I was used to the normal, you know, local channels. And I was just flipping through all the different content that was coming streaming free. One of those channels happens to be for the fans, and it was there that I was I caught the last half of the week 3 game with Mexico City against the DC Dragons, and I was hooked. I'm like, wait, Mexico has a team, and like, oh, that's really cool. So I caught the game, went later on after the kids went to bed, went to my computer, looked up, you know, Simulation Football League. I think it may have been like 2 or 3 days before I decided to sign up, but it was, you know, once I signed up, I was, you know, Andrew assigned me to the Tacoma. The locker room was unlocked. I was researching how to do progression. Started off really, you know, really fresh and new to this all. Yeah, so that was sort of my story. And since then, it's been great. Yeah, see, I've been in the minors since February. And then we kicked off, you know, mid-April for the season. So that's a solid, 2.5 months between, you know, coming on and progressing during the off season. So I feel like, you know, I've seen many people commenting that the linebacker core is really strong, and we have a lot. I think there's like maybe 19 linebackers. Maybe there's less. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of linebackers in the league right now. In the minors, and to come in and be number 4 on that list right off the bat, so I was the 4th one in this current rookie class. I feel like the only thing that I have up on any of these great linebackers is that I just got in a little bit earlier than them. But really, you know, this is such a strong class in all positions that I just feel lucky to be part of this. There's just so much momentum and so much positivity and greatness that I think we're going to be, I hate to say it, you know, no disrespect to the previous 2 seasons. I know you were in the minors. Were you in season 1 or season 2? Or?
Yeah, I was Gen 1. I was Gen 1 on the Annapolis Navigators. Okay. I was a linebacker as well.
Gotcha. I think this is the best class, though, since no disrespect to you.
Look, I'm going to say, you're going to have to prove it, right? There's a couple out of Gen 1 that became general managers and have gone off to do some great things, right? Jeff Gagne, who was the line brother of mine, doing content, you know, director of content at one time for the league. So it's a lot of great things that have happened out of it. So I'll be happy to see you be successful, but the proof got to be in the pudding first, because Gen 1 had shown that, hey, there was some really great potential. Even Mike Gall, who was actually in the chat saying that you were a top 20, definitely guaranteed, right? A little joke there, because, you know, there's X amount of linebackers. But Mike Wall, another one too, right, was a rookie with myself in Gen 1. And here you go, and the, you know, being the GM at Jacksonville. So I think, again, you know, this, you're right, there is a lot of talent, though, coming out of this generation of players. So very interested to see what you guys do for yourself specifically, how you want to help the league. I think that's even more exciting, because the more hands, the more we can get this even more developed. Because I'm going to tell you, I started season 14, right? We're going on season 17 now. It went like a flash. So by that time, you're going to say the same thing, right, one day. But it's the transition and the changes have been amazing. I think you're going to enjoy it. And I'm really excited to see what your generation of SFL members end up doing.
Yeah, and I have to say thank you for you, Gen 1, and last year's Gen 2, last fall's Gen 2. Like, you guys, honestly, though, you guys paved the path for us and, you know, worked out the kinks, and this has just been a great we're reaping the benefits of the work that you guys put in. So, and honestly, thank you all for everything that you guys have done. You know, these concrete, the opportunity to bring, you know, the minor players out into public like this, in forums like this, AJ and, you know, Jacob Clear and Dave and all the different content creators, you know, myself working with Leon Thunderman this year to put together a little publication to do the same thing, trying to bring notice to the variety of great players that we've got to. But it wouldn't be possible without the pathway that you guys have paved. So
it's more the merrier, right? Like, I'm gonna tell you, when I came in season 14, this wasn't a thing. So there's some folks that paved that way for us, right? That said, hey, you guys should maybe start up a minor, because I feel like the minors gave you an opportunity to learn in a very safe space. Everybody was rookies just like you. So there's others who paved that way. Whoever made that idea, shout outs to you. You go down in SFL history as having a really great idea, because I think I was a non-contracted player, which is something that doesn't exist anymore. But essentially, you had your name on a generic player. You couldn't make them better. You couldn't progress them. Nothing. You basically just had your name on that player, and you were on the team, but you weren't, you know, contributing other than what your player would do. And it was very frustrating, because I didn't understand anything. I didn't understand how progressions worked. I didn't have to, but still, like, you want to be understanding it. And if it wasn't for great friends that I had in this league, I might have had left on season 14 and wouldn't even be doing this. But, again, thank you for appreciating, you know, everybody who does content, you know, does it for their own, like, again, out of our own time. But it's, again, we've been in your situations, and you know, I was a rookie at one time, and honestly, for folks giving you opportunities to be in front of somebody to show them who you are, sometimes it's very difficult. And then if you go on something like this, some GMs, some owners, they use this just to listen to while they're working, while they're doing other things. So it separates you from the rest of the pack, because the rest of the pack is going to be DMing. And if you took the advantage of being on somebody's show, right, everybody has great shows.
Yeah.
If you as doing that, then you have a good chance of maybe an owner listening in or somebody else to say, hey, I know this person. Let me listen in and see who they are. And now you're separating yourself from the pack, because that person can now deep dive specifically into you. But, you know, it's, again, it takes everybody to do it. So I'm excited if you're doing something with Leon Thunderman, right? A publication, that should be really awesome, and I can't wait to see what you guys bring to the table, because like I said, everybody's bringing such amazing things to this league. A few seasons back, there were a couple podcasts, but you know, and then they kind of dwindled a little bit. There was only like one at that time. Now there's so many different content, like you can get your league when you want to now, and that, I think that's very exciting. It's one step closer to actually getting stuff out there for us to build fans. But anyways, let's kind of talk about the fun facts about you. What's something that somebody doesn't know that you're more than happy to share tonight about you? What's a fun fact?
I'll share two, if that's all right with you. I think one is related to my story, or a continuation of my story, I guess you could say. The first one, fun fact, is before joining and really – so. Before joining the SFL, I was very addicted for the last like 3 years to collecting and researching ancient coins. So like Greek and Roman coins purchased. I currently have like over 500 ancient coins. So I really got deep into that. That was my hobby for a few years. But now since then, since March, I haven't bought any. The SFL has sort of overtaken and has become my new hobby and sort of replace that, if that makes sense. So that's sort of an interesting little, at least I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So that is quite interesting on that one. And then what was your second? And then I want to know more, like, because that's quite Roman and all those, you know, those are interesting time periods in human history. So I have to know what's something that you can share, but what's your second one? Let's hear your second one first before I ask my question.
Sure. so my other fun fact is that so when I was four, my kidney stopped working, or one, my left kidney. So I had my left kidney removed when I was four, which kept me from playing actual football. Like, so I couldn't play contact sports, even though I loved the game. So I grew up not being able to play on any, like, you know, JV or varsity or high school or anything, even though I would have loved to have hit the field. So I feel like, you know, we've heard of, you know, the different stories of, like, Matt Wilson and others that, you know, this would not have been an option for them. Similarly for me, that it's not just my age, being 41, I'm not being out there, but literally I was never got the opportunity to play football. And so this is sort of like, you know, vicariously being able to live through my player. So I feel like this is that moment to be able to help, you know, see my player out on the field, be part of this team atmosphere, which again, I've never been part of, like, a football team. I joined basketball for a little bit. I'm not that tall. I'm not that great. So I was like half the season in seventh or eighth grade, I quit. And so I've never really been part of, like, a sports team. So this is just, you know, a new, exciting opportunity for me. So that's my little fun fact that relates to sort of SFL and my journey here, is that I only have one kidney.
Well, that is that's actually quite an interesting story. You know, it's so crazy to hear how we're all connected in one way, shape, or form, right? And what brought us to the league. Mm-hmm. And that's really, you know, again, something like that you didn't think you could still, you know, get involved with the sport. You found one that you could. And I always talk about how, like, esports, I felt like really took off during COVID. But esports, mm-hmm. it's a different beast, because you are watching something that is simulated, just like, you know, if you watch a real football game, but you're around people who mean a little bit more and have a little bit more behind it, and that makes you feel more invested in the players that you see on the field outside of your own team, because you hear their great stories, like yourself, right, saying, hey, I only had one kidney, and this gave me an opportunity to deal with sports in a different way. Really awesome to hear. Now, your coin, I just want to know, what is your most beloved coin? What is the coin that you own, not price-wise or anything like that, I mean in the sense of,
sure,
a coin that you really say, this is my favorite coin, and what's the reason why that's your favorite coin?
Sure. So when I first started, I found this one really cool coin. There's a variety, much like how we have our pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters. Back then, they had a variety of different denominations of coinage as well. There's one called the Cistercius, and it's a large bronze coin. It's probably, you know, the size of like a half dollar, or like a pretty big, like, silver dollar kind of thing. But it's bronze. And over time, they're no longer like shiny metal. They become, they have a patina on them. So the coin that really stood out to me was more of a middle denomination. It's called an ADS. It's AS is what it is. So it is a coin of Marcus Aurelius, who was an emperor who lived in the mid to late first, second century, 150 to 180 AD kind of thing. And the reverse on it was the goddess of Minerva, who is very similar to the goddess Athena, who's like the goddess of war. But Minerva is the goddess of smart war, or like the goddess of wisdom and that kind of thing. There's no text on the back, so it's just the image of her on the back, a full figure individual. So I had that coin. I really liked it, but at that point I'm like, maybe I'll sell it. So I sold it, and then I regretted it like a month or two later. So then I've been on the hunt for one, and I finally found another one to replace it. This one's a Cistercius, so it's a little bit bigger, better quality, that kind of thing. So that's my one that, even though, you know, if I were to come into other coins or sell other coins, that's one of them that I'll probably just be keeping as my own personal, like, you know, collection kind of thing. Yeah. So.
Well, that's pretty awesome, right? Cool to know, you know, when you get something of history like that. And I'm a history buff in a different way, right? But
okay.
I can definitely tell that, like, again, just the how much you care about it, and then again, to know that was part of history, somebody probably used that, probably bought something with it, right? It probably was collected and moved around, so you have a piece of history with you, which I think is really awesome. Now let's get to the SFL. Let's get to now the SFLM. How do you Like, how do you enjoy being in SFLM? Like, what can you tell us about your experience so far being in that section of the SFL?
Sure. So I'm really enjoying it. You know, the group really opened, welcomed me with open arms, and I've then turned around and done the same for those that are that have come in, come into our team, come into the league as in the minors. You know, there's one thing, sort of playing that sort of trash talking a little bit, or like, you know, just touting your own team and like, we're going to win this weekend. No, we're going to win this weekend, kind of back and forth, sort of the sports banter. And really, you know, it's kind of fun to role play that, but to me, it is just that. It's role playing. It's not, you know, who I am in my heart or who I am in, as a person. I want to see everyone succeed kind of thing, but so it's been a learning curve with that, but really, you know, pay it forward of you know, the welcoming and the camaraderie and people, things that I've received, I've tried to then give that back to those around me as well. And so, again, those people coming in, whether that's week one, week two, or week, you know, seven, or now week eight, or now week nine. So it's been really great. I've been really enjoying it. I feel like it's just a great community, and really – I feel like that's the heart of what this is, you know, the game is the game, but really it's about the community and all the every moment in between the four times 11 minutes of the game. You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
Where the heart is. So.
And I'm going to say, you know, you sharing that, saying, hey, look, what you see in the Discord, right, isn't the person behind it. It does share to help that with let people know, right? Because I think some folks buy into certain personas that are out there. There are a couple of players in the same boat as you that they live this certain way with that character, but outside are amazing people. And I think when folks mm-hmm. don't know that, they can misconstrue you as a person and be like, oh, this dude is XYZ or this, you know, whatever, whatever. And it's not the truth. So you sharing that with folks to know, hey, look, yeah, you may see XYZ when I'm trash talking you as Axe Raven. Outside of that, Justin actually cares about you being successful, right? Because I have seen people be in those situations that were already judged by that character. Now, and it's just how everybody does mm-hmm. it. Like myself, my guy is me. So honestly, how I'm going to act is how my player would most likely act, right? But,
sure.
You know, everybody each his own, right? How you consume this product, as I was told before, you know, everybody has their right on how they like to consume it. So if that's how you like to as well, that's awesome. And it's awesome to share with potential teams or potential folks, hey, look, this is me as my character, as Axel Raven. You know, if you care to know me, you know, DM me or do something. But that's awesome to share. Now, how did you decide on being a linebacker?
Sure. And even more specifically, I chose outside linebackers because it sort of met my qualities of what I wanted to be. So being a Packer fan, I always was a big fan of like Clay Matthews, A.J. Hawk, Aaron Kempman, the idea of sort of really being able to my goal is I would love to be like a supreme outside linebacker pass rusher kind of thing. And, you know, to cover the flats, you know, stop the outside run kind of thing. But really, the thing that really gets to me is like that sack. My first week I had a sack. That was my only one so far this season, but maybe I'll get more in the playoffs. But there's a certain type of defensive formation that really allows that for this position. That's where what I'd love to do is more of like that 3-4 versus a 4-3 or the different things. But I'm willing to play the different part that we need for our team to win and to be successful. Which I think is as important as, you know, the personal gains as well. And yeah, seeing our team, that's the thing. Sorry. Going back to the Tacoma itself, I feel like the last three games, I think we've been on a three-game winning streak. At one point, you know, week five, I think we were 2-3, which at that point was pretty low. Like that, you know, we were constantly being ranked eighth or seventh out of the entire league. Nobody had much faith in us. So we really wanted to come out and show everybody that we have the capability, we have the potential to really be a force in this season. So I think, you know, many of us putting down, you know, our personal gains and really buckling down and coming together as a team, that was really, you know, in week five, that's really what I think did it for us. So that's what I'd love to see. But yeah, maybe I elaborated a little too much on why.
No, not at all. I mean, it's really great to hear how folks come up to decide what position they want to play, right? Always talk yeah. about my player, you know. I originally, when I came to the league, wanted to be a safety. The opportunity to be a linebacker. Decided to keep that, had to retire that linebacker or give him up to then go into the majors as a tight end. And my tight end is based off of Tony Gonzalez, or the closest I can get to Tony Gonzalez, right? Because growing up, you know, he was somebody I idolized just because he was somebody of my similar, you know, who was playing in sports. So it was somebody I can connect to. So that's what made me choose to be a tight end, and to explain the whole thing and the reason why, right? It would take a whole story. But it's awesome to hear how you came to be to decide your outside linebacker. Now, sure. Did you consider any other positions when you were going through? Like, were you thinking of doing anything else if linebacker wasn't available?
If linebacker wasn't available, I probably would have either gone, like, the defensive end, or maybe, like you, strong safety, maybe free safety as well. But really, you know, coming in as early as I was in the offseason, I didn't have a problem sort of picking and choosing. And for me, it's always going to be defense. I love defense a lot more than offense. I just love the idea of, like, stopping somebody in their tracks or keeping them from scoring, kind of thing, versus doing the scoring. So that's really what drives me. At my build, back, it might have been, like, the pro season 16. It might have been, like, week 4 or week 5, I think, Mexico City was looking for a strong safety. I threw my hat in the ring because I was interested in you know, at least getting to know them over in down in Mexico City, knowing that I could shift from linebacker to strong safety. But sadly, my build, my height and weight was just outside of the cusp of that player, or the build that allows that. So I don't think right now, as my player is built, I can't switch up to SS, but I think I could easily go into DE if I needed to or wanted to. But really, for me, linebacking is where it's at, and that's where I'm at, so I might as well just keep it, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? And, you know, great linebackers, there's some great linebackers. We have a few in our own in Portland, but I'm going to tell you, linebackers can definitely help, and really great linebackers can excel your defense even more. So I think it's awesome what you're choosing and staying in defense. I'm a big defensive guy. As you can see, like in Portland, right, we do have very, very strong defense, and our offense is coming as well, right, with a potential addition in the future. So I'm a big sucker for great defenses, and you guys can kind of see that with how we play. But, you know, again, what you want to be in this league, I think as a linebacker, it suits you well. So what have you learned while – or actually, before we do that, when you did make your player, did you model him after any of the players you were talking about before, Clay Matthews, all those folks, or was your player modeled after, like, a mix of things?
I didn't know exactly. So I personally am 5'9", you know, mid 200s, not the greatest shape kind of thing. I didn't want to model him after me. I don't think I'd make a great linebacker in any, whether that's minors or majors. So I went out, you know, looked up Clay Matthews, looked to see what his height and weight was. I'm like, oh, what is AJ Hawk? And sort of found a nice happy medium for the height and weight. And just starting creating your player, you don't get to choose. You just start at the minimums there. So I couldn't really do that. I have, you know, since talked with, you know, Doug Day and other people giving me advice and talking about, like, the pass rush traits. And I've talked with Matthew Slynn. He gave me some recommendations for the type of player that I wanted to be. And so trying to just... Even no matter how much I want to be someone like Clay Matthews, AJ Hawk, Aaron Kampman, I still have to play. We're still within the realm of APF, right? So what do these traits mean? How does that reflect in how the play happens? And you're also at the mercy of the plays that you select and choose, or the formations that you're in based on how your player plays in those formations. So it's like, you know, I feel there's no one variable, and you don't, as much as you want to have control over, like, your player, you're also at the mercy, there's so many other variables, like who your defensive coach is and what their plays are, what the scouting or what the team you're going to be playing is, and all that kind of stuff goes into who you are, who your player is on the field. It's such a team sport and such a collaborative effort kind of thing that even if I didn't want to model it, I feel like, you know, you're only as good as the team that you're surrounded by. So,
yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but that's sort of what I'm realizing and learning a lot throughout this season. So,
yeah. And it's all, when that question's asked, I think at the end of the day, it's just, you know, how do you want your player to end up being as, right? Do you want the aggressiveness and kind of that upfront that Clay Matthews was, right? Like, you know, what exactly that is. And that's something, again, when you get drafted, that's where you'll work with your team on the progression that will help you and the team. So
exactly.
That's going to be the next step. But for now, it's awesome to hear what you use to get Axel Raven on the field.
What have I learned? I've learned a lot about, not only what I was just talking about, how it's as much of a team sport as it is, but also how, important scouting is, or how in-depth or how valuable that is, how deep of knowledge that happens, how deep of knowledge there is of literally the game, watching, Eddie Gage in chat, on the minor, games that are being broadcast, seeing him, by default, just like, oh, that's cover two. Oh, that's cover four. Oh, that's cover 12. Well, you know what I mean? Just like rambling off, knowing exactly what that play is, and, just the depth of passion and dedication that these people have is amazing and only, sets forth a bar for which I want to strive towards, if that makes sense. So that to me is something that I've learned. And like I said, too, I never had an opportunity to be or participate in, team sports of really that much, nor football at all. So, just being able to have the camaraderie and the people that are around me helps me to learn a lot more about myself, who I am in a team, what can I offer, and how, excited I am to be able to help my team, my league, people on my team, people in my locker room, people outside of my locker room, the brand as much as I can. You know what I mean? I want to see this succeed because it's helped change who I am. So I want to be able to do that for others as well.
Yeah. And I love the passion, right? Like it takes passionate people to honestly make what you see every day on the field come to life. Right. So I think again, the passion is really going to, it helps drive everything we do in this league. And it's really awesome to hear yours. Now, what do you bring other than that passion as well as the experience of doing all that web design and graphic design and everything else? What do you bring to an organization? What can a potential team who may draft you be expecting?
I like to think of myself as a positive person, even if we get down. I try not to be negative at all. There's no reason to be negative. Like if the game is not going great or like AFP or APF tosses some cheese at you with like inappropriately timed hurry up offense, the only thing you can do is sit back and laugh, right? And just like that's APF being APF again, or the AI being the AI, there's only so much you can do, and knowing that this is just literally a game and it's all about coming together with people that have like-minded interests, so I think the positive attitude is what I'll be bringing out. I'm here to support myself, maybe I can. I'm here to support others by being myself and helping others. I would love, AJ sets a great bar of how she behaves with other individuals, throughout the league, no matter what team, no matter who you are. I personally, I feel like so last week or whenever, I think it was last week when you were talking to Daniel. Some mental health things or depression. I personally deal with some anxiety and depression as well. It's something, we need to talk about these things and it's great to be able to purge and have an outsider's perspective. So being able to bring that to those on my team those throughout the league and just being there for my team as a person, first and foremost. And then, you know, professionally, I guess you could say, I'd love to be able to get more into scouting. I've got the game. I'm trying to find the right way to, or finding the right time to dive in even deeper into, learning and practicing the jotting down the formations and get familiarizing myself with them and watching and scouting a game, that kind of thing to help out. I'd love to be able to get into like a assistant DC position or a DC position, and who knows, maybe ownership at some point in the years to come. But I'm really excited about being part of a team, and ideally I'd love to find a team that fits well with me, that's really open, has a likewise great atmosphere in the locker room, very supportive, and wants to, you know, collaborate with me, you know, so that I can give my team whoever I am, and they can give that right back, or find opportunities to help me do that and sort of let me loose on whatever they want me to work on, kind of thing too. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, a team that definitely drafts you is going to have, somebody who's going to want to be a lot more in this league than just be a player, right? And I think it's awesome to hear, right? It is a commitment. I can tell you that these owners go above and beyond and really make this come alive. Many owners, you know, put in so much time, so much effort trying to get the right staff, the right players, you know, the come together with their playbook. It's so amazing to see what they need. So if that's something you want to do, it shows the commitment that you're planning to have with the league. Now, what are you looking for in the organization? I know you said a little bit about, them actually collaborating with you, but is there anything else you're looking for in the organization?
Really, I think it's time to acclimate to the pros, because I know that might take some transition time. Open to answering my loads of questions as I join the locker room. And just the opportunity to for both of us to find our fit and get to know each other better, and hopefully it will be easy to transition, and we'll be aligned, and that's really what I think that's really what we're after is to find alignment for both sides, you know, someone who really fits in with that organization, and that's really what the role of GMs is, right? Is to really scope out and sniff out, like, who are these people? Are they the right fit? Are they the kind of person that we want from the team beyond just the player build and how they might be on the field, but really, who are they? So I feel like that's really what I'm after, is just sort of someone who's patient, or a team that's patient with me, and I want to be patient with them and just help each other sort of grow. Ideally, I'd find a team that feels like a home and feels like there's lots of friendship and camaraderie and things, so that it's not just a one-and-done type of season, that it's something that really I'd love to be able to commit to a team, you know, and help be part of, like, a larger franchise and seeing ourselves, grow into whoever we want the team to be, so.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, being a GM, the way that I see it as, you were mentioning that, is that I see them as the glue, right? Like, a GM has to work with their owners on what they want, right, what they want to see, how they want to see it. You work with your coaches on, you know, again, ensuring they have everything they need, the type of players they're looking for, and trying to get information and ideas on what we may want to look at, more progressions and game plans, right? And then you go over to the players, and you got to make sure your players are happy and are okay and have all the understanding and tools and feel like this it's an open door policy, right, where if you have any questions, any concerns, anything that you need help with, you got your front office staff who will be there for you. So if a GM is thinking that way, that whatever team drafts you, then I know you'll have a blast. And a lot of these folks that are in this, every organization has some great things about them. Hopefully you've gotten to spoken to all of them. I think, again, you know, everything you talked about is amazing, what you're looking for in an organization. Now, how would you like your player, Axel Raven, to be remembered?
As a force to be reckoned with, I want to be able to strike fear in the quarterback's eyes strike fear in their running backs' eyes, the tight ends. One thing that happened last game that actually made me chuckle a little bit, and maybe this was a precursor of things to come, and hopefully, you know, if I get drafted in season 17 and further, is one thing that Eddie, watching our game last week, he was like, oh, Axel just completely knocked over the center to get his way into the quarterback, into the pocket there. The pass was thrown, so I didn't get a sack or anything. But I've been working on my player strength. I really want to be able to, like, get in there. And, like, anybody comes to me, I can push them down. I can do what I need to do to you know, control the field and control that line and really get penetration and really take down, you know, those the quarterback and disrupt the quarterback, you know, whether that's through tackling them or batting down balls or getting in there to make them move and push them out of the pocket, or, you know, really getting and striking fear in that running back to knowing and bruise them physically and their ego a little bit.
Those are great things to be remembered by. And you said it right, Eddie Gage. Awesome owner, right? One owner of the season, mm-hmm. right? So great person to call out, a great play by you there. Now, what have you learned while being in this league thus far? So the whole league in general, what have you learned about being in this whole league as a whole?
Like there's people out there that are a lot like me, that they, you know, I feel like I found, you know, my people, if that makes sense. That's what I've learned. That's, you know, simply said, people that enjoy football, but it goes beyond football, and it's just really a way to bring come together around something that people really enjoy, and having a lot of fun with it, and you know, having friends and friendships, and you know, some of them may come and go. You might, you know, be, you know, move teams or like hopefully I'll be drafted, and so we'll be shifting from the minors to the pros, joining teams and things. But really, it's about the people, and that's what I've learned most, is that this is just a great league filled with great people.
Yeah, I think it's the community that really sells it to a lot of folks, because once you're in it and you find folks that have the same like mind as you, it's even that more enjoyable.
Yep.
Like how you found your friend in Daniel, right?
Yeah, I joke that I came to the football, I stayed for the people. So, it's, you know, that's what coming into this, I had no idea that there was this large of great community behind it. So I came, I wanted to see my player on you know, up on the TV, but it was just a few days after that I started seeing, you know, the people, and that I have seen them shine. So that's really what kept me here and has overshot my entire expectations for this. So
that's awesome. Now, what do you enjoy most about being in this league?
Again, you know, yeah, it's the people, it's the conversation, it's the ability to goof around, you know, building, you know, the relationships. It's easier for a minor coming in to build your relationships with fellow minors, you know, the people that you're rubbing elbows with for the most part. So, like, myself and Leon Thunderman, you know, connected pretty early on, like a couple weeks in, and things. And then since then, you know, getting to know, like, Aaron Alexander, getting to know the variety. And we were doing some interviews much like this, but more text-based, with a lot of the minor individuals. So getting to know Justice Blackwell, who's actually on this after me, I assume.
Yeah.
Another great person that I met through this and have started to develop a good relationship. He brought over a lot of other individuals from this other Sim League things going on. So I met a ton of great people. Really, that's the thing that I've enjoyed. It's feeling like this is not just friendship, but really the start to great family. You know, the people that are friends that are like family. So
yeah,
that's what I've enjoyed the most.
Yeah, that's a pretty good relationship there. And, you know, it's going to be exciting because Justice seems to be connected to a few people that have already been on the show.
Yeah.
So when we do speak to Justice, I have to give them their props because, again, to be honest with you, they have started started a generation of people coming together, and that's really awesome that they were able to provide that.
Yep.
Now, best SFL memory thus far?
I'd say that it was just the seeing the countdown go to triple zeros in our last game, which clinched our ability to go into the playoffs, that was just such a great feeling. The week before, I believe it was, we were able to be the first Tacoma team to go above 500. That was great in week seven. Week eight, we then, with our win over San Jose, we were able to then clinch that. And that is, you know, knowing that we have at least one more football game to play is great. That we, this isn't the end of our season, isn't a bye week. So that to me is my best memory. Being able to share that with my Tacoma team is amazing. Daniel, Cody, Earl, all the different people out there, you know, Johnny Reno, Brad Jones, Savage, Shane, Nathan, everybody, Bill, everybody, just to see us all out there winning and getting that far was my best friend so far.
That's awesome, and I hope your next SFL memory ends up being you being drafted as well.
Yes,
I'm excited for you too, man. You definitely was a pleasure getting to know you tonight. But before we let you go, right, the last thoughts, right? The floor is yours, right? Red carpet, I'm going to roll it out. Share your Discord name. But anything that you felt like we didn't share or talk about that you want to share, maybe with potential teammates, potential team owners, or anybody in between, the floor is yours.
I'm just looking forward. I've been, you know, having DMs with a variety of different teams. There's one team that I've really been interested in. Was able to reach out to them back in March, I think, and make a connection. And things are looking good there. So I feel really good about. And even if that doesn't happen, I feel, you know, there's a couple other teams that have shown some interest. I'm excited about the draft coming up. The days are counting there. The only, you know, there's nothing else that I'd really add. I'm excited to see where I go. I'm excited to see where all my teammates go, all the fellow players in the minors. I hope, you know, it'd be great to see everyone go somewhere, but I know that that's probably not possible. And I'd love to, you mentioned very early on, you talked about how you came about doing podcasts. You mentioned something like, it gives you the opportunity to explore things that you normally would not typically do. You know, it sounds like you were not expecting to come and create a podcast and to host a podcast. Similarly, I am not the most great public speaker in real life, but I have no problem doing this kind of thing. You know, so I can, you know, if you ever need a co-host, I also want to be able to give back to the SFLM next year. Or this fall when season four comes around, I'd love to be able to do something similar to this, whether we partner or whether we do something. I'd love that type of opportunity to be able to really hone in and give discuss and cover games, or to, you know, not necessarily broadcast, but like to be able to do the in-between stuff, to really talk about them and whether that's analysis or getting to know the players. I'd love it for it to be sort of to steal from the America quote, or whatever you want to call it, for the people, by the people, but almost like for the minors, by the minors, like somehow give it, enable the minors to be able to cover their own games or get them to help produce things. I know Ross has been great with Swamp Talk, getting so many minors involved with writing and content creation for it and things. So just, I love what you're doing. I love what other people are doing. I want to be able to be part of that. So if anybody has any ideas, or if anybody wants to partner with me on anything for next season four, minor league season, let me know. I'd love to do that. So, yeah.
Well, thank you again, Axel Ray. I appreciate it. I may, you know, talk to you off air about some of the things you are trying to achieve, and we kind of go from there. But again, I appreciate you sharing your Friday night with me, sharing about yourself, the player, and your journey that you're hoping to take going forward. And I'm very excited to see how far Tacoma goes into the playoffs. You have a wonderful evening. And you didn't actually, before you go, you didn't plug in your Discord name. I need you to do that, so if a potential team wants to hit you up, they know how to reach you.
Sure. All right. So my Discord name is, I tend to not shave. I also come from a development background for coding and things. So my Discord name is Stubble Coder 12. And then there's the hashtag 1975, if that matters. So 1975, it's not my birth year. You can do the math. Anyways, so Stubbled Coder 12, no spaces, all lowercase. You should be able to find me.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, Justin, for being on. I'm very excited to see what Axel Raven does on the field, and I'll talk to you then, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Nelson.
No problem. Thank you. And shout out to Axel Raven for coming on tonight, sharing some time. And we have our next guest in the building. And in true fashion, you know, I always have to get the trumpets ready and introduce our guest, wide receiver Justice Blackwell of the Madison Lynx. Justice, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Nelson. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really excited about this. And if you heard me kind of talking a little bit with Axel or Justin, right, you are connected to a lot of people's story, right? You are kind of the brought in a few great players into this organization, right, from your sim wrestling league. And I find it very interesting, like, how you're so connected. So it's a pleasure having you tonight. Very excited to get to know you. I did see some of your sim wrestling, which was really good. And then the great people you brought along. But it's really a pleasure having you on tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for having me as well. And except for putting me on after Axel, that's, you know, that's a hard... very hard, you know, to follow him up.
Yeah,
man,
no,
he's cooler than me. We all know that Axel is a lot cooler than I am.
No, but you have a pretty cool story, right? Like, you brought in so many players into this league, and I'm very interested to see how you found the league, you know, a little bit after, you know, we get to know who you are. But to meet somebody who has brought in so many players who are going to potentially be drafted as well as yourself, and I know there's a couple other Blackwells included in the league, right? So I'm guessing there's some family coming in here as well. Like, what you're doing is pretty awesome, and it has to be recognized, I feel like, right? Because you're similar to Ezekiel Love. Ezekiel Love is the person who put myself, Mel Davis, Scott Johnson, like, we all came in, and there's other people, Rob Breyer, Brody Gulch, they all came in, and those are some great talents that are around there. So you are bringing in all these potential rookies as well, man. You definitely deserve to be recognized for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's an experience. With the streaming, I was able to build a nice community, and it's, you know, I'm not one of those streamers that, you know, get on, say hi to everybody, tell them how much you like them, and disappear. You know, I hang out with them afterwards. We spend time together. We play games together. You know, all of that. So it's hard to say, but I guess, you know, I was like, hey, I'm involved in this. It looks like there's a lot of great people. Anybody want to come with me? And as soon as I said that, it was just, you know, they all piled in, and I think we brought in 12 total.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's awesome, Justice. It's honestly really great. Thank you for you know, exposing us even more and bringing in your great community into this league. It's really awesome having you. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? So who is Justice Blackwell?
Well, my real name is Frank. I'm in my 40s. I live in Chicago. I'm a live streamer on Twitch. We do wrestling, as you already said. I don't want to go too far into it because I've had some troubles in the past about people like digging into my real life from the streaming side and trying to do some terrible things, ridiculous. It's amazing the things that people will do.
Yeah.
You know, I have people trying to find out where you live and just weird, really weird stuff. And so,
yeah. Yeah. I can only imagine. No, don't worry. You don't have to give streets or anything like that. Right. I think that's good to know. But you're right. The life of a streamer, I think that's the other side people don't see, right? They really just focus on the how do I put this, the oh hey, somebody's being talking while playing and they're having people interact. When you put yourself out there in any kind of medium, you're exposing yourself to people being like that, right? Digging into personal things. So I don't want nobody to try to find you and research you. That's what you told me is perfectly fine, you know. on that information. But how did you find the SFL? So how did you transition from, like we like to say, from the couch to the field?
So after a stream one night, I was just looking for somebody else to support, go check out their streams and stuff. And I was pretty interested in NCAA 14. And mm-hmm. I was looking into getting that game, but it's over $100 now. So I was like, no, I don't think I'm going to pay for that. I don't know how much I'll play it now that I'm just, it's, you know, because I go through those phases where I'm just interested in that one thing and it's,
yeah,
but then it doesn't last. And
yeah.
I was looking at streams at that and didn't really find anything. There were a couple of streamers that were okay, but nothing that really piqued my interest. And a couple of days later, they have the recommended channels. And I guess because I went into that football stream, the SFL popped up. So I happened one Sunday, went in there, and the majors were playing. And I'm like, ooh, what is this? You know, and after about a half hour, I'm like, I have to do this. This is something I have to do. I have to be a part of this. And the rest is history.
Wow. And it, again, you're going to be part of a lot of people's history. And I think that's an awesome part because you brought in a lot of great players into this league. I'm very interested to know the other Blackwells, right? Respectfully, there's two other Blackwells, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Right, Izzy and Tazzy.
Izzy and Tazzy.
Isabella.
Okay, Izzy and Tazzy, how are they connected with Justice?
Okay, this gets confusing. We are friends in real life. Uh-huh. Izzy's like a little sister to me. You know, outside of the, you know, outside of streaming or whatever.
Yeah.
She's one of the younger ones of our group, so I feel a little protective of her, kind of like a
yeah.
like a big brother.
Okay.
And we've become good friends. And Tazzy, I've known for 5 years now, 4 or 5 years, and she's a mod for my stream as well, and we're really good friends, and she helped me during a lot of rough times where I didn't want to stream anymore, and she pushed me to become better and, you know, be a better person, be a better streamer, you know, and keep going, and I'll always, you know, love her for that. And then in the sim world, in the RP world, Tazzy was married to Justice the Wrestler. So she always had the Blackwell name, so we said, let's keep it.
Yeah.
Isabella, or Rainbow Fox, we call her Foxy, but she wanted to be, you know, she wanted to be the little sister. And I didn't have, you know, like I said, I have no problem with it, you know. So
yeah. We
became a family.
Nice. And it's awesome to bring that continue on, right? Like, I love, like, I feel like this kind of goes with the wrestling side, right? The storylines and everything else. And it's what you really love about wrestling is the storylines, right? It's not just what the wrestler can do in the ring, but what other things are happening outside. But it's awesome that the people that are connected to you are, in your way, your family. And we knew they were connected in some way, right? But shout out to Izzy and Tazzy. I hope I got it right. I think I did, as well, because, again, they believed in what you saw here and decided to join you and carry on the Blackwell name. So that's pretty awesome. Now, what's a fun fact that maybe nobody knows about you that doesn't pinpoint who you are in this world? Let's go with that since you have some interesting people out here. Give us a fun fact that you like to share that maybe nobody knows.
That's a tough one because a lot of people know a lot of things about me because I just, you know, even though I try to keep certain things personal, they eventually come out slowly. I run my own softball team. I'm a manager, coach of that. I've been doing that for probably 20 years now. And
wow.
I just recently stopped doing, I used to coach Little League and girls softball as well, my own daughter's team. So I like giving back. I was the president of the softball league. I just, I'm one of those people who like to get involved. I don't, you know, but I'm very passionate about the things that I do, and that gets me in trouble sometimes. You know, as you probably have heard, my name is not always the most liked name all the time, but.
And I think, again, Justice, right, like, if, you know, this league, there's so many folks here, right, like, you end up finding cliques, and you end up finding people, and you'll find people like-minded, but again, sharing your opinion never hurts. I just think when any time an idea or opinion gets belittled or scrutinized or any of that kind of stuff is where you're getting questioned. And as long as what you're sharing is within league, you know, code of conduct, I see no issues with it. Again, some people do. I always try to say, right, because this is a fun pastime for most people, We end up not liking the drama too much because, again, you got real life stuff. So sometimes when you're real, when your fun stuff gets in your real life stuff and it's drama, it not just solely affects that person, but it affects your whole organization, your teammates, and outside of that as well. So how you like to enjoy this league, I always say it's cool as long as within the guidelines. But I haven't really noticed you being in trouble like that. So I don't know exactly out there, but I'll take your word for it. But
it was one incident to me. You know, it's it could have been handled better from both sides, I would say. But
yeah,
well, hey, look, things, I'm over it.
Yeah, and as long as it's something that something was learned out of it, that's cool, right? But let's kind of go into what do you enjoy being in the what do you enjoy being the SFL, like how do you enjoy being in the SFLM section of the SFL?
I have a lot of fun with it. I've met a lot of great people, like Axel. Me and Axel have become great friends. My teammates reached out to me right away, and like I said, being there with a bunch of people I already knew made it a lot easier once they started piling in. But I've met a lot of people in the minors and some really good people, and I hope to continue those friendships for sure. And I love watching the games. I make sure that I watch all of the SFLM games. Like right now I got two monitors going while I'm talking to you at the same time because we're actually playing right now. So
yeah, and I'm sorry about that, right? I didn't think when I put out the list that that it would fall on game nights, right? Like because the game nights have moved once in a while, so I didn't expect it to fly. I do apologize, but I appreciate you being here and staying to your word. It's appreciated. And again, you're with the Madison Lynx, which is a team that has one championship already under their belt. And you guys are still in the playoff race. Am I correct?
Yeah, we have to win tonight to stay in it. But right now we're down 10-7, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, I know a couple of Madison Lynx alumni who are on the fleet that are probably rooting for you to get that win, to continue that tradition. Now, how did you decide on the position that you decided as a wide receiver?
Well, originally I wanted to be a quarterback, but as soon as I looked at the list, that was gone. So the next thing for me would be wide receiver. There happened to be a few spots left, so I grabbed it quickly and was happy from there. It was what I wanted. Definitely wanted to be on offense. I've always been a fan of, like, huge passing games. Like, I'm not – even though I live in Chicago, I like the Bears, but I don't love the Bears. They've always been a run-first team. To me, I love airing the ball out, you know. But that doesn't make me a Packer fan either. Sorry, I'm just going to throw that out there. But right now, I like what Kansas City does. I just love watching the, you know, I've just never been a big fan of the run. I don't know. It's just one of those things.
I think that's interesting, right? Because you mentioned Kansas City, and I really do enjoy Kansas City a lot. For the dynamicness of Kansas City, right? They don't have running backs that are specifically, and I think they just got one, actually. Let me change that. But, their running backs aren't always the most known. It's really the Patrick Mahomes show with Tyreek Hill, and they have some other pieces there that really make that offense pop, and they're very dynamic. And a fun offense, it really does make a difference. To be honest with you, right? So I'm pretty sure your defensive friends like Axel probably wouldn't agree with you, but it's really interesting to hear that you chose that offense. Now, with wide receiver and quarterback, if those were off the table, were there any other positions you were considering playing?
That would have been a tough one. You know, I was like, oh, please be wide receiver. And then I was like, I don't know what I would do. I probably a safety maybe, and I wouldn't have been as happy. Like, I just, you know. I just something I like about, I guess it's because growing up, like, I didn't play any regulated football. I was always too small, you know. I think I was 5'4 in high school, so 5'4 and probably 100 pounds wet. So football was not my thing. It was always baseball. But during the winter, as kids, we'd play football out in the park. But all of our football games were always, you know, that skeleton type, just everybody's a receiver, go out. Very few running plays, you know, so we just threw and threw and threw and threw so your arm fell off, and that was the way we played most of the time. So I guess that kind of stuck with me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go back then to the players that you did decide to, you know, choose, which is your wide receiver, right? So who did you model your wide receiver after?
Height and size-wise, Julio Jones, which happened to be one of my favorite wide receivers. I didn't want to go Tyreek Hill. It just, I felt more like Julio Jones that does a little bit of everything, a little acrobatic, you know. And then I also wanted to be a little bit like Ernest Givens, if you know who he is. One of my favorite all-time teams was that Houston Oilers run and shoot offense. Obviously, being a pass-first guy, like, just get the ball and throw it. Just hack, you know,
yeah.
And Ernest Givens making those passes across the middle. I loved it. Takes a lot of guts to catch those passes across the middle.
Yeah, it takes a certain kind of player, really rough and ready to, because again, you're exposed. That's pretty much the most place that you're exposed on, right? Where you're trying to focus on catching the ball and somebody, you know, ends up smacking you. So those who do it well definitely deserve to be recognized. Now, what have you learned while being in the league?
There's a lot of like-minded people, like Axel was saying. I have to agree with him there. He stole my answer. So definitely a lot of like-minded people, a lot of great people, a lot of people that I've made friendships with that we don't have a lot in common as well. So I got to learn new things about different people. That was fun. I hate to go into the side of it, but I've also noticed there's some people that are just in it for themselves. And I'd like to see less of that. And I'm not saying there's a lot of people, but there's a few people. And we got to remember that it's about the SFL shield. And being a streamer, I see it. I understand Cameron's, you know, where he's coming from. You know, you got to try to please everybody. And you know, but we got to think about the shield first, because if Cameron shuts it down, we're all done, you know. And I'd like to see people, you know, people like, oh, the minors, you know, nobody watches those games, or I've heard, you know. People don't want to. I've heard one guy say they didn't want to commentate for the minors, like it was beneath him or something. It's like, you know, this whole thing is one big, you know, it's all one big league. And if it has to all work, and everybody has to support a little bit of everything for it to keep going forward, if that makes any sense, you know?
Yeah, and I can, I think with that situation, right, a lot of folks in the majors don't, or in the SFL, don't really know much about the SFLM, right? I'm so passionate about it, and I came out with the Rookie Showcase because it's my way of trying to give back to the SFLM and potential, you know, future players, right? Like, I want to try to help give you as best of a platform as possible, right, for you to be able to put yourself there. And not everybody sees it that way, right? And it's also getting to a point where you're starting to see a lot more SFLM people who are now in the SFL making a difference. So slowly you start seeing that mentality start changing, and it becomes a more respect level, right? Like, we're only, what, Gen 3 in the SFLM, right? That's in the grand spectrum of things, it's only really about a year and some change of playing. So a lot of folks don't really understand the intricacies of everything in the SFLM, as well as what you guys do through it, right? So when I typically see something like that, I pay no mind. I know there's some folks in this league who don't really look at the SFLM side as a determining factor. Some out there, I'm pretty sure, do. But I think, again, we're all starting to change and really adapt, because in Gen 1, there wasn't as much love. I don't think we were really a topic of discussion. Nobody really talked about us in any type of content. There was things here and there, right? But it wasn't as – and it was folks like Mike Twinscrew, Scouts Inc., that really tried to create something for us, because we really didn't have anything to begin with. So I know it's frustrating in that standpoint, and trust and believe you have people who are in your corners, because we came from the SFLM, but I do understand the SFL folks who may not see it as there, because it is something that is in the grand scheme of the league, because the league has 17 seasons. Out of 17, we were only involved three of those. So, and in three of those, they were still mixed in one, like almost in one season, right? Like one season ended, SFLM, they got drafted, season happens, then the other one, and that was still within the same time frame. So, you know, I understand both of you, the sides that I've seen in that situation, and I wanted to give you my viewpoint on that was, hey, I've been on that side. I've seen how it didn't matter, but trust me, you got folks who are now in positions of importance that aren't seeing that the same way. If that helps you feel a little bit better about, like, hurrah, there's a future, and there, you know, something, I think what you want to happen will eventually come, because those SFLM players of before are now SFL players now.
Right. Because to add to that, it's, you know, I believe Bo Martin said in one of Dave's shows that, you know, the turnover in the minors was pretty bad, that a lot of people left after they didn't get drafted. And I can understand that, you know. I'm a minor, so I'm going to root for the minors. When I go to the majors, yeah, I'm still going to root for the minors, but I'm also going to root for, you know, the guys up there as well. But to feel like you're less than that sometimes, and I'm not saying everybody does it, but I felt like that a few times where it just felt like, okay, well, you're in the minors, know your place. Well, first of all, I'm a grown man, and my place is, you know, a whole different story, and I don't really want to go into those details. But, you know, make these minors, you know, so you get that turnover next season, so you get more people coming in the league. The bigger the teams get, people want expansion. You need the minors to do it, you know, and give them a reason, you know, because I watch, you know, people like Axel every day busting his hump, you know, trying to do everything he can for teams to notice him. And, you know, if he doesn't get noticed, then what? Then you sit there in the minors and get treated like the second-class citizen. And I get it. You don't get all the bells and whistles because the obvious thing, like, you know, some people have said, you got to want to go to the minors. You got to want to make people, you know, that's the show. I get that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean forget about, you know, everybody that's down there, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more of them. And Axel and I have definitely talked about doing a show. Possibly. I'm all game for that. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah. And you brought up a good point, right? And I know, like I said, it's kind of like this change is happening where you have the new school and old school kind of meshing together, right? And it's different outlooks. And I guess me as a person, I always try to look at both sides of the stories because, again, both sides of the story tell almost the full truth, right? So I understand why vets get a little bit frustrated, right, with rookies, because there's a lot of change happening, and a lot of these rookies have such great energy coming in. There's a lot of these rookies created some change, right? You know, so it's... How do I put this? On that side, when you see this change happening, some folks may not react the way that you would expect them to. Now, in hindsight, like myself, understanding where SFLM person's coming from, I mean, me, myself as a person, I treat everybody with a level, with respect, right? They always said respect's not given. You're right. Respect is not given and it is earned, but that doesn't mean that you take away the initial respect of a person because they haven't built that with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still going to let you be yourself and be who you are. And, you know, if that's something that agrees with me, awesome. If it doesn't, I won't bother you on it, right? Because it's not my job out here to try to change minds and change situations. But I can change the future, right? And hopefully, you know, that's something that I always try to represent to the SFLM minor people, right? It's the reason why I literally came out, you know, I was injured and I was out off of the air since February. And I'm still dealing with the injury now. It's going to be some time. But you guys, the rookies, were the reasons why I said, hey, I need to try to get in on the microphone, get the show out there. So if any potential rookie has a chance to get drafted, that hopefully this is the show that was heard by it, or at least gave them something they could reference to potential suitors, right? So hopefully that makes you very positive about the future that it's going to be. But I do agree. I think everybody still needs to be deserved, you know, still treated with the level of respect, whether you're a minor or a major player. You're a person just like anybody else. So I do agree with you on people need to treat people like people. But getting off of that, right, because I want to get it back on you, What goals do you have in and out of this league?
Goals in the league? I just want to be a player. I want to, you know, people know the name, obviously, but I want to be known more for being that person that you could talk to outside of all of this. This is Sim. I understand it's Sim. To me, it's some people take it a lot more serious than me, and that's okay, too. They're, you know, everybody takes it a different way. To me, it's Sim. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to meet new people. If I get drafted, great. If I don't, I don't mind staying in the minors with the people that I've met so far and meeting new people. That's fine, too. I want to be that guy off the field that, you know, like I bring a leadership to my community in the wrestling Sim. I'd like to bring a little bit of it here. Like I said, I understand there's people that have been here way longer than me. And understand the game and everything else better. So I'm not trying to take anybody's place, but I'm willing, you know, to stand by somebody and help them out, or, you know, someday maybe even be the person running the thing if that's a possibility. But, you know, I definitely leadership is first, and being there for the people to talk to or somebody who needs something. I mean, that's what my community was built on. If somebody has an issue, you know, my community right away gets together, whether it's fundraising or just somebody needs somebody to talk to. You know, sometimes it's just, you know, a happy thought or somebody just saying, hi, how are you doing today? That's, you know, that's all it takes. And, you know, that's one thing that definitely made me happy about this league. I got to give a big shout out to Ashley.
Yeah.
AJ, well, I'm just, man, amazing, you know.
Yeah.
Just one day out of the blue, she says, wellness check. I'm checking in on you to see how you're doing. And that was just, you know, It was nice to feel. It wasn't anything I needed that day, but I could understand, you know, if somebody did need that day, that it would probably change their day. And you can't, those little things are what make life great.
Yeah. And when somebody goes above and beyond who doesn't even know you, it's why Ashley's always gotten considered as community ambassador, which she got to share with Dave Axis as well, who's another great person. But kind of what you were talking about, right? I wanted to touch back on it because I don't want you to, like, so I want to kind of take myself and Jacob in consideration here, who's the owner of Portland, right? We were rookies. I was a rookie, you know, in the SFLM when I got to meet Jacob, and Jacob was like, hey, you want to be my GM? He believed in me, and he was a rookie person as well. You know, he had one season with Denver as a coach, and then was able to get the Portland Fleet. And I would tell you, Justice, right, I don't think time really matters in that situation, right? Like, if you want to do something, just find the opportunity to do it. Because just because I don't have the length in the league doesn't mean I don't know what I'm doing. Right? I think understanding the importance of my role is more important, and me being passionate about it to get it done really matters. So to me, when folks, I remember when I got picked as GM, they said, WTF, who the heck is that? How is this rookie owner out of these seasoned people didn't choose a seasoned GM or a seasoned player to be their GM? That was what they said about me, Justice, and two seasons removed, with the development that we've been able to have, the talent we would be able to bring in as well as to retain. Hopefully now you know who the hell I am, right?
Definitely.
And I don't mean that
right?
any way. I want you to understand, whatever you want to do, Justice, do it, right? And as long as it's not stepping on nobody's toes or being disrespectful, do it, man, because I was a rookie just like you, and look where I'm at now. I was under a great owner who allowed me to take my passion and run with it with this show, and then entrusted me to say, hey, help me run this. And I think we've done a fantastic job overall. It's not me, you know, trying to give any kind of, like, to my own horn. I'm just saying, like, I feel so great to be under with a great owner in Jacob, with one of my great friends, Mel Davis, and spending time with great players every week. To say, hey, you know, just because I was a rookie, I still made it happen. So I wanted to tell you that, just because you seem very passionate on anything that you do in this league, and I think that should never get stifled or kind of broken down as a bad thing. I think, again, just using your powers for good is what I always tell people, like myself. I don't try to be out here bashing anybody on my platform. I try to build people up with my platform, which, again, you, I think you do on your wrestling league because you always are talked about with all your community as well. So I think, again, folks need to understand what you've done outside of this league. Dirt deserves some respect as well because you were able to create a community on Twitch around a simulated wrestling league.
Thank you again. Yeah, it's one of those things where, truth be told, like, I couldn't tell you, you know, like, football formations. Like, I know how the game is played, but as far as formations and what this look is, like Eddie does, he knows all the defense. I don't know any of that stuff, and I'm not going to pretend like I do. But if it was, you know, if it was a GM, like, working with the players, look, you know, doing that type of stuff, I would love to do something like that. You know, you're going to get everything that I have. You know, yeah. The other stuff, you know, learning football as, you know, the very intricacies of football would be very tough for me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but, you know, like the inside, working with other players, you know, maybe doing some scouting type thing or, you know, that type of thing. But that would definitely be something I'd be willing to do. But, yeah, when it comes to, like, coordinators and stuff, nope.
It all is each to own, right? Like, I tell you, I'm a general manager who doesn't own the game. So if you're going to ask me about what plays, you know, like what plays do I like to call up and what do I have X, Y, Z, or don't ask me none of that. Okay. That's not my job. It's to coach. My job is to have an organization that is gelled together, that works, that understands our values and our vision and understand that it is a brand, right? And you have to protect the brand, the shield of the SFL as well as the shield of the Portland Fleet. So it's okay if you're not. I love football. So like, I do know formations. I do know these intricacies, but I'm not coaching. I'm not doing any of that stuff. So it's okay, right? But let's kind of talk about what do you bring to an organization. So if somebody were to draft you, what are they expecting that you're bringing with you?
Well, definitely the leadership, the passion. You can already hear it. You already can hear that part of it. You'll get everything that I could possibly give. That you know, me being a streamer, I understand. If other people, if I don't give everybody what I need to give them, then they leave. But at the same time, I need people to come in and be there as well. And I got to know how to keep them there. Otherwise, then my career is shot, you know? So I know how to work with people for the most part. It's not easy juggling hundreds of different personalities, but I've learned to get better in time. And to be honest, Tazzy and Isabella have helped me with that as well, keeping me in check sometimes, you know, hey, you can't do that, you know? And like I said, I big shout out to Tazzy for sure. She changed a lot about who I am and who got away from who I was type thing. You know, it was just before I didn't care about, you know, just let me stream, let me get this out, and who cares about everything else? And she really like, no, that's not the way to do it. If you want to move forward, you know, you got to really care and, you know, be more passionate. And she just pushed me into something completely different. And I'm happy the person that I am now, for sure.
Well, if Tazzy ever wants to be on the show, I do have one more spot. You know, I let rookies know so if they want to. But since Tazzy really helped you out, I would love to have Tazzy on the show if she would like. Because I think I have one more opening, and maybe she can fill up that spot.
I will definitely talk to her. It's kind of funny. I almost feel sorry for her at times. She's from England, so be like, we're going
to
play football.
She has to be like 4 a.m. in the morning. And
she's in the States now, but she was raised in England. And she's like, what's football? She doesn't know, like, we've had to try to give her a crash course. Like, she doesn't know anything about the sport. Nothing. She's getting better at it, but the fact that she got involved in it and she's trying and she's writing for Swamp Talk, like all of these things that she was doing, I'm really proud of her for, because she didn't know the game. She went in head first and I'm proud of her.
It's a comfortable space too. So hopefully, you know, she sees that it's a comfortable space to kind of learn and understand. And, you know, nobody's going to judge you if you don't know this football. As long as you are on top of your progressions and you're a great person, you're going to be in this league for a long time, right? But that's awesome that she's learning it. Again, you know, you learn to be a great person. Like, being a people person is such a under-minded skill, right? If you can connect with people, you can make them better. You can really help them, man. That's a skill that I think a lot of people overlook, because it's really hard to deal with people, and people are very unpredictable. So if you don't know how to handle them or move through them, it's a tough task. So what are you looking for in an organization?
The most important thing is just the camaraderie between the teammates, win or lose. I don't care if we lose every game, as long as we're all having fun and, you know, there's, you know, no hard feelings and everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. That's all that matters. Like I said, I'm in it for the fun. Win or loss records mean nothing to me. I don't really care about that. I just want a team that we can work together as a team, the whole team. You know, obviously every once in a while you get a bad apple and that's fine. That could be removed. But, you know, for the most part, just a team that works together well, and win or lose, as long as we're happy and we keep working to get better, that's the most important thing to me.
Yeah. And, you know, you really do need folks who believe in the mission, right? Believe in the cause, see the goal, believe in what you believe in, right? Because I've learned while being in this league that's the success for a lot of these teams. You know, teams that are able to stick together typically go even farther in the season and do go to the championship and, you know, all the great things that we hear. So that's really the secret. So, you know, players that are willing to go through that with you, win, lose, or draw, those are so, they're so valuable. You know, an example with us, we 2-10, we did lose some players, but again, one of them went to get promoted in San Diego. One retired and then another one ended up going to another team, right? But it wasn't much turnover the first season, and the second season, it's not, you know, we're going in really looking like it's going to be just filling up one position at that time. So it's awesome to kind of see that and put together. And it was these type of folks we brought together to say, hey, this is our vision, this is what we want to do, and they said, hell yeah, let's do it, buckle in, and let's enjoy this ride. So shout out to all my players who we drafted that have stayed with us and really want to build this Portland brand. So I think that's awesome that's what you want to bring to an organization, or what you're looking for in an organization. Now, have you been interested in any positions outside of being a player, you know, broadcasting, stats, scouting, any of those kind of things?
I wouldn't mind, you know, if somebody asked me to do stats and they needed somebody to do it, you know, I wouldn't mind chipping in. Like I said, I wouldn't mind being a GM. As we said before, Axel and I were talking about maybe doing a show for the minors next season. Whatever roles, like I said, scouting may not be the best thing for me because, like I said, not knowing everything, the formations and things, but, you know. Well, they ran that kind of play, you know. I don't know, you know. I don't want to be that guy either. I don't want to be a detriment, you know. So,
well,
but
like
broadcasting,
I said,
could possibly be a thing,
yeah,
depending on the days, you know, because I have my own stream schedule as well. So,
mm-hmm. I would say though, if you do want to do that, right? Because I've had heard your wrestling simulation, like everything that you do on there. So I know you have a broadcaster's voice and you have exactly what to describe what's happening on screen. So you have the traits, you just need to learn the basics, right? And
right.
Not everybody's Eddie Gage, not everybody is Ramos Lynn, right? Some of these, like Ramos and Eddie can tell you, hey, that's blah, 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 and this and that, and this is what's about to run. But then you have the other spectrum of folks like Andy Hamilton and Tim Hackett, who are more of those colorful commentary, and it doesn't have to necessarily always be about the knowledge of the game. So it's a balance, but I can tell you because, you know, I was part of the broadcast team, that they're going to find the right home for you. And once they do that, they're going to do a run-through together, because they got to see how your mic sounds. They have to see how your connection is. Once all that's done, then they're going to sit there and say, okay, you sound like you should do play-by-play, or you should do, you know, whatever it is, right? And then they help you do it. And you start off first doing the minor games, just because it's not on live TV. So if you mess up, you're typically messing up with the community who 9 times out of 10 will always be rooting in your corner. So if you are interested in doing that, I would suggest reaching out to Mike Dagg, but they're always looking for people. But no experience required is 100% correct. And you have great people. I mean, even Tyler came up through doing these games, and look at him now, right? And he had some great calls this season that just passed that I think, again, speaks about what, you know, the great things the minors offer. So if you're interested, I would suggest reaching out to Mike Dagg and getting that aboard. But how would you like your player to be remembered, Justice?
That team leader. I don't care about stats, to be honest. I don't have, like I said, I got shut out this season in the minors, and I'm happy. I got my scoreless streak. I didn't score any touchdowns. I'm probably the only wide receiver that didn't score a touchdown this year, and I'm okay with that. You know, I had fun. Unfortunately, we just lost and didn't make the playoffs tonight, but still, I had a lot of fun with it, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next for him.
I mean, again,
the team
right,
leader, though, is the most important thing. That's,
you said it's all about having fun, and if your player gets drafted, you know, you'll be working with your staff to figure out what that progression looks like, right, so your player can get better, right? That's the great thing about this. You can always get better. As long as you have a plan on what you want to get there, you'll be fine. I mean, I can even tell you, we drafted a player who had no interceptions, nothing too crazy, and we drafted him because he was an amazing guy. And what we saw was a little bit different than what you saw on the field, and ended up being a phenomenal cornerback for us in Chris Dodge. So I'm going to tell you, not necessarily, like, again, it is the person behind it, right? It is, everybody has little things here and there, but it's really the person behind that keyboard that a lot of folks care about. So even if you didn't get a touchdown, you get this, but your personality is great and it's workable, right? There's things in there that you can work with your build and things that you can still add, and they have the opportunity there, right? That's also a thing too, right? Like, if you're not highly rated, then, you know, teams are trying to be competitive. So there is a give and take on both sides. But if it all works, you know, that's all that really matters, is the person really behind that keyboard, if it all fits in that equation. Right. If not, like you said, you're more than happy to stay in the SFLM, which, again, is a great community in its own, right? And it's supported by some people who really were impacted by it. Now, what have you learned while being in the league thus far?
Whew, I learned a lot of things. There's a lot of work to this. It's definitely nothing you just put your player in and sit back and relax. And the emotion is something that I learned a lot about, for sure. Before, I was like, oh, it's just simulation. You know, I'm not going to get too involved in it. It's not going to be that, you know. But when I lose a game, it's, you know, there's a point of sadness that I didn't think I would feel, and a big joy when you win. That's definitely the thing that I think I didn't expect to be so emotional, this roller coaster. Now that we're out of the playoffs, I'm going to have my sad streak. But at the same time, I'm proud of the team we're on. We did well. We did miss it, but there's always next year, and I'll be rooting for them whether I get drafted or not. Let me make this clear. I do want to be drafted, but if I don't, I understand, because there's a lot of talented players right now in the minors. And, you know, this is my first year. So luckily I got in about a month beforehand, so I was able to progress a little more than some of the first years coming in, but
And like I said, right, depending, each team is different and what they look at is different. But doing things like this, trying to be active in the chat, I know those are kind of key recommendations. For myself, it's just honestly talking with people, finding people who are just like you, and speaking to every team and trying to find who's going to be that best connection and the reason why, right? Because you want to find a place that you're honestly going to get the things that you're looking for in the organization. So let me ask you this question. What do you enjoy most about the league?
The people, definitely the people, all the friendship. Like I said, Axel and I have become great friends. He's even joined the wrestling thing too. Quite a few others. Axel, of course, is the top one. That guy's been amazing. I just can't say enough great things about him. We met and we clicked instantly. Hopefully one day we get to meet each other in person, have a beer together, whatever. And then, you know, just, man, there's just so many minor league players that I've had just the pleasure of meeting, and now meeting you. I didn't, you know, I had to hear your story through other people kind of thing. So I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're doing things. But even, you know, people like you
that.
Reaching out, Ashley reaching out to me when she didn't really know who I was. Those are the kind of things, those just a little extra things that make the day for me.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I do this to share with everybody, like, the experiences that we don't always get to hear, right? We don't get to hear everybody's story, right? Not everybody in here is a superstar that's going to, everybody wants to know about, right? But there are great people that make this league. And I'm appreciative that you're thanking me because, again, I do it because it's so fun to get to know people. That's always been something of me, you know, working in retail and being in sales. You know, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to get to know your clients so you can cater to, you know, their product and their solutions and all that kind of stuff. But what I always found fun is when you got to meet people's stories, and everybody has one, right? I know some people think their stories are unentertaining at times, but trust me, hearing everybody's story in one way, shape, or form, it's so awesome because what you may not think is cool is probably cool to me, and getting to know what makes everybody tick and what brings everybody to the league is just fun to hear. Because if I really shared every story in my life, we'd blow some minds, right? But it's really awesome to get to know everybody. So I think it's really cool. And thank you again for entrusting in me and signing up that night and being like, hey, I want to be on the show because you took the initiative. And honestly, you brought some great people too. So I just got to thank you on that. Now, what's your best SFLM memory thus far?
Whew. Can I add one thing to what you said really quick before I answer that question?
Yeah, go ahead.
The other thing is the fact that you're listening to people, and sometimes that's all that somebody needs. You know, that, like you said, that story that somebody has that nobody will listen to, or that person who feels like their life is just nothing, and they tell their story and people find it interesting, or you, even if it's one person that finds it interesting, you know, it may bring a smile to their face and make their day. And that's always a great thing. People need to, you know, you just never know. I always tell my stream, like, once a month, text somebody you haven't texted in a long time. Send them a message. Just tell them you're thinking about them, you love them, that you made an impact on, you know, in your life, something. You know what I mean? You never know what anybody's going through at any given time. And just the fact that you'll listen will always make a difference. Now, to answer your other question, my favorite... Wow, I don't think I have one. I was hoping it would be the playoffs, but that didn't happen. I'm very happy that Birmingham won their first game, so I'm happy for Tazzy. I kind of think my first – it's kind of a funny story. The first – you know, I'm waiting a month to get into the games. We finally get into our first SFLM game. My first catch, I get injured, and I'm out the rest of the game. That was probably – it was like I was all hyped. I get one catch, injured, out the rest of the game, and then the next week we had a bye. And it was just oh, I was so, you know, just wild. Like, I want to play. You know, I was like, I've waited all this time. And my first play, it was like, I don't know, like 2 or 3 minutes into the game. One catch, injured, out, and then the next week was a bye, and it was like, oh, my gosh. All this hype, it was just, you know.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Honestly, there is a famous... And he's, of course, the co-owner of the Carolina Skyhawks, right? Harish Prasad, who's always getting joked about his health. Seems like that is way behind him. Haven't heard anything of him being injured. But that is a story which, you know, Harish kind of shares in the – I had a show with him on here, so if you go back, you can catch it, but or you can DM Harish personally. But he is an ongoing joke about his health. And, you know, there's a whole story behind it, and people still bring up the memes and still talk about it. But it looks like you are in the field of health as well with him. But you're in great company because Harish is a great person as well as a great wide receiver as well, who you are as well. So you may have a great career like Harish is at.
I hope so. That would be nice.
Now,
maybe I got my injury out of the way early and we'll be okay forever. But...
Yeah.
That was probably my it was like my favorite moment because I'm on the field. I made my first catch and I was like, yes. And then all of a sudden, doom, done. That was it. You know, it was like,
Yeah, it's not the way you want to go out, right? But again, it is something you now know is a possibility. Doesn't happen all the time, but you know, working on some of your stats will help you not be as injured as much.
Right.
But before we end tonight's show, I do want to give you the floor, you know, roll out the red carpet. I do appreciate you being on tonight, but the floor is yours. Please plug in your Discord name just so if potential teams want to reach out to you, they can. And anything you want to share with the guests tonight, the floor is yours.
All right. Well, my Discord is Nighthawks-24 and then the number sign 3816. Feel free to hit me up anytime. Definite night owl, so don't feel if it's too late. Big shout out to the Nighthawk Nation community who came over here with me. Big shout out to everybody else in the minors. Good luck to the teams that made the playoffs. Man, I hope all your dreams come true. I can't wait for this draft. Like, I went back and watched the other drafts, the ones that were on YouTube, and oh my gosh, it was so exciting. I just didn't think it would be like that. But anyways, thank you for sure. Big shout out to you for what you're doing. I think the miners really need this, and I hope more people decide to give them the love. And miners, don't give up, man. If you don't get drafted, let's come back next year and do it again.
Yeah,
that's what
run
I
it back,
do.
Right? Yeah. Run it back. And I'm gonna tell you, it's just being in this position. It's so awesome. Thank you for signing up. Like again, right? I was very happy to get some responses from the miners because I was so far, I was removed a little bit that I didn't feel like I got the same opportunity to share that with anybody in the miners. And everybody who signed up, I mean, thank you so very much because there is no show without you guys. If nobody signed up, I'm over here with a sign saying please interview for food, right? It's a fun process. I hope you really did enjoy your night because it is about having some fun tonight too because it's a Friday. But yeah, I mean, thank you. Thank you is really what I want to say because without you bringing in the people that you did, right, with the Nighthawk Nation and then signing up for the show, man, it's pretty awesome as well what you've been able to do in this league in such a small period of time. And I'm going to be very excited to see what your career ends up being in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And once again, thank you. I don't think you get that enough. And I'm glad that you're doing better and you're able to do this show again. Sorry you had to go through with the things that you went through, but glad you're healing up.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, it's a process and I still got a long ways to go. But hearing this and your appreciation, I mean, it means a lot. And trust me, I am smiling from ear to ear because it is, if I was to make an impact in anybody's life, that's always been my goal in life is, you know, leaving something for folks to remember you by. Because like you said, you don't know what people are going through and then you don't even know, you know, when it's your time. So I always feel like when you hear these things, it's something that makes you proud because you affected somebody without... Like how I was always raised is you help people to want to help people because that's what you want to do. Don't expect anything in return. And it's kind of how I always live my life. Right. I do this to not expect anything in return, but just to help somebody out. And if I can make a difference in one way, shape, or form, that's the whole reason why I did it. So thank you again, Justice. You have a wonderful Friday. If you need anything, contact me, right? We have each other's Discords now. But I'm very excited to see what you do. And shout out to, oh my gosh, I don't want to mess this up. Izzy, Tazzy, right? Your crew.
Right.
And the rest of the Nighthawk Nation as well. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. And thank you for having me. And if anybody's interested in wrestling, you know where to go. Send them our way. And Nelson, I'm going to keep an eye on you as well. So don't think I'm not going to stop.
I appreciate it. Definitely this conversation will continue. But thank you for being on tonight. You take care.
Thank you.
So thank you to Axel Raven as well as Justin Blackwell for joining me tonight. It was awesome to get to know potential rookies and potential influencers in this business in the SFL. thank you, right? Thank you to every single person who listens. Thanks to every single player who allowed me to interview them. Thank you for every owner who's talked to me. Thank you to everybody because you made this so enjoyable. While I was out, this is what I missed the most, and I'm happy to be received back by the community in tenfold and a whole bunch of love. I mean, it's what we all love about this league is the people. So thank you. And thanks to Cam for finding that game in the discount bin and saying, hey, maybe I could do something about this, right? So thanks to you. So coming up, I do want to talk about shout-outs to my content creators. Make sure that you guys know. Thank you for tuning in here. But again, if you are not doing anything Tuesdays and Thursdays, you got some pretty good content coming out with Dave Axe's show, Axe Live, as well as Ashley Jackson's, SFL Nights with AJ Stryker, which, you know, comes out typically on Thursdays, and then you have days every Tuesday and Thursdays at 9 o'clock, if I remember correctly. You have Coach Craven's podcast, right, Coach's Corner. You have on Wednesdays NetMud with Tyler and Kendra, which I know right now is a little bit on a hiatus, right, due to what's going on in real life. But, hey, we miss you, Tyler and Kendra, and I know you guys will be on back soon. As well as shout out to Swamp Talk, right? Ross Napoli and gang. I think seeing all these different contents and hearing potential contents that are going to be coming out in the future as well. Very exciting times. And it's awesome. I love to hear different aspects and different viewpoints on things that are happening in the league. And I think each and every one of these creators brings something so totally different and fresh that, again, even though we all are providing content for the SFL, we're doing it in so many different avenues, and you're getting to see kind of a community view versus a specific individual view. Next show. So our next show is going to be on Monday. So that show will contain BJ Loveless. Now, BJ, shout out to him. He is actually the new general manager at Queen City. So this is going to be very exciting to hear what he has to say. BJ, as well as we're going to have Dave Axis, right, the GM of the Lone Star Glory as well on. So that will be for team showcases. So I invite every rookie or free agent to check it out, talk to these great GMs, and get to hear some great stories around their teams, what they're looking for, and kind of like a meet and greet for all the rookies. On Friday, so this next week Friday, we'll have Paul Truth and Shane Kaufman as the rookie showcase where we'll get to speak to them. So again, as my owner likes to say, I'll be sitting in the back of the classroom with my juice and gin. Shout out to Jacob Ouvet. That's my guy. We're going to go ahead and shout him out. He's enjoying his time with family. And I got to say thank you to him for allowing me to have this show. So SFL Nation, I appreciate you joining me on this Friday. I'll see you next week on Monday. You have a safe weekend. And to those teams that made it to the playoffs, congratulations. To those who didn't, like I said, there's still grass on the other side. You either going to get drafted, or if you're not, you get to go back into the minors and be around people that you care for the most. So with that being said, you have a wonderful evening. You can catch me on Discord at Nelson Lozano, Portland GM, if you need to talk to me. And with that being said, have a good night.